Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine Tong, DO. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. Today I'm above the weather.
Good. We're back on track. And as always, we want our listeners to know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And with that, we mean that you will not even need our treatment after a while, just to come back for an occasional tune-up when you have more stress or if you eat wrong, emotional trauma, physical trauma. This is what causes blockages in your circulation and causes your symptoms to arise again.
In fact, it's not that incredible. You are curing all kinds of stuff, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. You know, if you're not so severe, your body's own healing power cure all these different things. We just don't know it. Colds, flus, before we had Western medicine, colds and flu, you cure it yourself.
Right.
Our treatment just enhance it so many times and make it dramatic.
And faster.
Faster.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It makes your the sequelae of your symptoms much shorter and the severity less severe. Than without the treatment.
And healing comes from an energy from your spirit, the Chinese call qi. We do not have an equivalent word for it. It's life itself. But Western doctors do not know, Western science and Western medicine does not know it, because that has to do with the wave part of an electron. An electron is a particle and wave. They know nothing about a wave. But the wave is what sustain, restore order, which is health. So don't expect your conventional doctor to ever cure any problem.
Right. Well, qi can be maybe described as life force. People talk about that a lot. It's the energy, the driving energy, your life force that gives you, allows your spirit to
it make up your spirit.
It is your spirit.
Yeah. And the body, makes the body life, provide energy for organ function.
Right.
And push your circulation.
Mm-hmm. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Before we get started, I want to go over who we had with us last time. We had Rob, who's from San Diego and an engineer. He struggled with depression and anxiety for many years, about 20 years since college. He's had fatigue off and on for 10 years, which has been worsening the last 3 years. The fatigue has caused a brain fog, which makes it hard for him to concentrate. He started getting systemic infection, and he's basically been on antidepressants his entire life. He's had four treatments with us over 1 month, and after the first treatment, he had quite a detox reaction. He felt exhausted for several days. But after that, his brain fog basically lifted. His head cleared. He had face swelling before that cleared as well.
From the first treatment.
Right. It took 5 or 6 days. So this is something that we want our listeners to know. Sometimes actually after the first treatment, you can feel worse before you feel better.
We have an example today to really show you.
Right. Mm-hmm. So don't be discouraged if you feel worse, and you should continue because, you know, in life, you can't go from bad instantly to good. There's a process, you know.
Especially you have the problem for 20 years,
right.
Many problems for 20 years.
Right. Yeah. He also said that he had allergies and he had a film in his mouth constantly, and that also disappeared after the first treatment. His anxiety has decreased significantly, and his depression has improved. I mean, he's still on a low dose of antidepressant, but he's able to exercise now, and he's able to go outside the last two weekends, whereas he would just stay at home in bed every weekend. So a pretty incredible case. I mean, he still has some work to be done, but he's definitely improving with his first month of treatments. We also had with us Lori. She's in her late 70s, and she suffered from a neck injury and has had neck pain for many years. She's only had one treatment, and her neck already has felt so much better. And not only that, she has a feeling of peace and well-being. So that was after only one treatment. She had tried everything, spinal injections, epidurals, and they really didn't work. So only one treatment. So it's an amazing story. If you missed it, check it out on our website, drtong.com. drtong.com. Again, our number is 714-556-8664.
I used to do epidurals a lot. That's before I really know about the meridian system and how to cure. And then as I do more of it, I found out that even though I can give them profound relief, I always had to resort to using the acupuncture point to make the circulation to the area to cure them. So after a while, I stopped doing it. That's like 20-some years ago. I haven't done any epidural or nerve freezing because if you know, you're good enough, today I'm much better with Chinese medicine. You don't need any of those stuff. Those are only symptomatic
right.
improvement.
Well, what we do is less invasive, but it's more comprehensive
exactly.
because
yeah.
we really treat the whole body. We don't just inject locally where you have the pain because it's connected to different parts of your body and different organs in your body. So,
and if you know the anatomy, it's 100% safe. Whereas epidural, you can get meningitis from it.
Yes.
And you can
definitely
get all,
more
yeah.
side, more yeah. risk, definitely
and
more
freezing
risk.
A nerve, it's kind of no soup, semi-permanent. And that's all totally unnecessary.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Let's get to our first guest.
Good.
I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Rob. Welcome, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hi. Hello there. Hi.
Hi. Yes. Welcome to our show, and thank you so much for joining us today. Rob has only had one treatment with Dr. Tong, and we just want to kind of share this story with our listeners because sometimes you may not feel $100 after you get off the table when you come to us. So, Rob, why don't you give us a little background?
No, he doesn't feel like $100. He's like he owes somebody $1 million after the first treatment.
Tell us where you're from, what you do, and what you've been suffering from before you came to see us.
Okay, I live in Westminster, and I was told, you know, you got bulgy disc or slipped disc, you know, mm-hmm. and the pain was getting unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I got to the point where I was getting around the house, you know, I was out almost actually crawling on all fours just to get from point to, you know, the kitchen or the living room, you know, it was really getting, you know, unbearable.
Now, how long have you been suffering from this for?
Well, I had it for a while, and I thought it was going to heal naturally. I figured, well, okay, I got a little bit of a pain, and I figured it was going to, you know, okay, it's going to get better. Just keep, you know, work it off. And what happened was it was getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
How did you
and
get
so,
it? How did you get it? What happened?
Well, I twisted my back, and it was...
How long ago?
I was... You know, it was almost a year ago, but I was hoping it was getting better, but what it was is actually, you know, I was working on it, and I think I wasn't really doing it much good. I think it, in a sense, was getting worse, you know.
Yes.
And so I heard, you know, your program on the radio, and I figured, well, I better, you know, give a call and see what they can do about the, you know, the pain management or take care of, you know, the situation.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so I made the point. Go ahead.
What did you do though before you came to see us? Did you go see other doctors? Did you get medication? What did they recommend for you?
Well, you know, I started taking ibuprofen and, you know, things like this, which I don't like taking, and I only took it only when I had to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I even tried, you know, a friend had an inversion table. I tried that and, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. And I tried decompression table,
mm-hmm.
But I was still getting a little bit of you know pain where it was getting to almost unbearable. And so when I made the appointment, I was limping sideways into the appointment. I was just really you know.
Listen,
that was really,
listen, Rob. Yeah. Okay, when I first saw you coming into my office, I asked whether you're from Hollywood. I thought you're acting
yeah.
a movie. Okay, you look like. How do you describe how you walk? Describe to us
how you. It was a cross between the Leaning Tower of Pisa and the Hunchback of Notre Dame. You
oh
know,
my
I
goodness! Yeah, that's
it's
a
like
good description.
Hunchback of Notre Dame, trying to pick up the shoes from the floor, but couldn't reach it.
Oh,
yeah,
it was terrible.
In fact, you know, after the initial explanation, the initial visit, and you could not even stand up to get to the treatment room. We had to put you on one of the rolling stool. We lost a wheelchair when we moved, so we mm-hmm. pushed you all the way back. So describe mm-hmm. to us what happened to the first treatment.
Well, you know, I was given a couple. I guess they're natural sedatives, and I took those a little, you know, to calm me down a little
yes.
bit, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then I ate before I got there, but they said, well, you know what? Here's a bowl of oatmeal, and they had some. It was tasted really good. I said, "What's in here?" I thought maybe sugar. No, it was honey. It was really good tasting.
Raw honey.
And
raw honey. Yeah.
It was really good, and so that sort of calmed me down, and then I started getting the treatment right after that.
That really didn't calm you down enough, because you only I was only able to give you less than half the treatment, and you had to stop because you were so uptight. You're all so
yeah.
tense up and
well, the injections were very painful, right?
Yeah, because you waited too long. And besides,
yeah.
you were anxious about needles.
Mm-hmm.
But you were brave enough to just get enough shots. So what happened afterwards?
Well, you know, it was a little bit, I don't know how you say it, it was... It was exhausting in a way, a little bit.
Yes.
And so I made it back, you know, downstairs into the car. And the next day, you know,
Rob, let me interrupt,
yeah.
okay? You don't have to be so polite.
Yeah.
You did not get any improvement.
yeah.
You didn't get any improvement at all, okay? You could not stand up to, afterwards, no, maybe your back a little bit better, but your leg, you could not stand up. And we have to use the same rolling stool, push you outside to the elevator, go all the way down to the lobby,
yeah.
and you could not even sit up. You lie on the bench, and your friend and I had to, you know, kind of lift you up. And when you get to the car, you lie down.
Yes, even our girls were saying,
he
was worse than when he came in. They'd never seen it before. They were a little worried.
And then there are two nurses from another office, and they asked what we do. And I could not say pain control because I had no control on you. So
yeah.
I say, I do pain. pain center.
yeah. Well, what it really weakened me. I got to the point where I couldn't stand, you know. And so that's why I used the stool, you know, to go out like that,
yes.
the rolling stool. And so,
well, tell us what happened the next day, though.
The next day, you know, I got up, and I was surprising. Instead of standing, you know, leaning to the side, you know, and hunched over, I was basically standing straight up and down.
Yeah.
And so, you know, yeah. And so I was able to walk around, and I did start feeling a little bit of, you know, on the lower hip a little bit, a little bit of pain and a little bit in the leg, you know. But I was able to at least start out walking straight up and down and not, you know, off to the side.
When was the last time you were able to stand straight up?
Well, it was happening every once in a while. I was able to do that,
mm-hmm.
but let me see. I'm just trying to think. What was it? It was just I don't know. It depends on which way you slept too. If you slept the wrong way,
mm-hmm.
I think that could actually, you know, put pressure on, you know, the back, and it would, you know, cause, I guess, maybe, you know, tightness in that area, and so, it was harder to get up the next day, too.
So how are you feeling now?
Well, I feel pretty good. I walked around the house quite a bit today, and I was, you know, basically standing up straight.
So you're able to walk. You're able to walk straight now.
Okay.
Yes. But then I do still feel a little bit of pain because I didn't get the full treatment. In the lower hip, and then the feeling a little bit of feeling like the sciatica in the leg. Basically.
Okay. Let me explain what happened. Okay. I was totally, totally surprised to hear that you were be able to stand up and walk, because I basically did not give you maybe a third of the shots that I used to give to the new patient, especially in you. But you could not take it anymore. You were just too uptight, and it was too painful and exhausting for you. The way that we put you in your car, I didn't expect you to be able to stand up to walk. Mm-hmm. So I was so happy to hear that you were able to do it. Basically, what happened was that the major one that I did on your SI joint, okay, that was what blocking your circulation the most. So when after you go to sleep, did you take a hot bath that I told you?
I put the heating pad on.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Yeah. So when you open that channel more, you get enough of that chi, which is
circulation.
Like the power, the push circulation, okay? It push open some of the blockage in your leg. And that's how you were able to walk the next day. So that's a lesson for those who are outside listening. Do not wait for so long to come get this kind of treatment. Do not go to the go to the regular doctor. What can they do? They do X-ray, they do tests and stuff like this. In other words, they give you chemicals, okay, which doesn't help your circulation. Our treatment is like a super form of acupuncture, 100% safe. And no medication, no chemical are used other than 1 cc of anesthetic.
Right. And also sometimes you can feel a little fatigued and weak after the treatment because it does release a lot of toxins. So we always tell our patients especially after the first treatment, you have to drink a lot of water to flush that out.
And don't overdo it.
Yeah. If you feel good, don't overdo it because, you're just starting to improve again and to recuperate.
Yeah. He is a totally opposite of what usually happens. Usually happens is when patients get so much better, they start walking, and when they walk, they don't feel the pain. But then later on, the pain really come back because the muscles are not perfused. Then we haven't opened up enough circulation.
Right. And so
if you have decades of problem, you cannot cure in one treatment.
Right. Well, it sounds like you're doing better then. Are you going to come back for more treatment, Rob?
Yes. I'd like to come in, for the strength testing and some supplements also.
Okay.
Yes, the herbs. So I think maybe Monday or Tuesday, one of those days, I'm going to stop in.
Wonderful.
And if you decide to take the shot, I'll get my assistant that used to assist me in anesthesia. He used a hammer and knocked me out first.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for being so gracious and sharing your story after,
That was
it's an interesting
funny,
experience.
But very happy ending story,
So we'll see you next week then.
See you next week.
Yes, we'll do. I think probably Monday or Tuesday I'll be there.
Okay,
thank you very much. Okay. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. I'd like to give a warm welcome to our next guest, Dennis. Welcome, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
How you doing?
We're good. You sound great.
You sound good. Good voice, yes.
Dennis has actually been on our show before. Dennis, you're from Oregon, correct?
Yes, I am.
Give us a little background why you're coming. So you come back periodically to see Dr. Tong and myself. Tell us a little bit of background of what you've been suffering from.
Well, I have pulmonary fibrosis.
Mm-hmm.
I just feeling terrible, and my wife heard your program, and so we kind of looked into it, and we decided to come down and see if you could help me.
Mm-hmm. What were your problems? What were your symptoms?
Well, I just didn't have any energy and real short of breath.
Pulmonary fibrosis means that the lung tissues are dying, scarring, okay? For whatever reason, Western medicine do not know. It's due to blockages or circulation going to the lung. So no circulation, the tissue dies.
Right, and then there's no exchange of oxygen. But Dennis also has a long history of smoking, too. So that definitely will decrease the circulation, decrease the chi to that area. But you haven't smoked in how long, Dennis?
Well, I quit in 73. But I started smoking when I was real young. And I smoked probably 2 packs a day in my adult life.
Right. So even though you've quit, so 73, 8, 9, for actually 40 years, you have not been smoking.
Exactly. The smoking caused all these blockages. And sometimes when you don't get the right treatment, you know, with Chinese medicine, to open up the meridian, open up the qi channel, to open up circulation, they continue to block.
Right.
And then after a while, you start no more blockage, after blockage, because one traffic jam lead to another one.
So tell us then, what did you notice after your, because this is your third time coming down from Oregon now for the past, I would say, several months. When did you first notice the improvement, or what improvements did you notice?
Well, actually, it was after the first trip. I kind of made up my mind if, you know, if there was no significant relief or anything, that would be it.
Okay.
But as it turned out, I started feeling better and better. So I said, well, there is something to this treatment. So then we decided to come back down and have a second treatment.
A second series. Now, so actually when you were first here, the first series, you actually didn't feel well when you were down here at all, basically, right?
Actually, the first three treatment, I wasn't able to
get
him breathe, but the fourth one, he was able to breathe a little better,
But it wasn't a significant improvement.
Nothing,
it was. You were a tough case.
Because you got so many dead tissue, easy to rejuvenate it.
Now, so what did you notice when you went home the first time?
Well, I just had more energy.
More energy, yes.
And felt better. I was still short of breath and everything, but I felt somewhat better. So that's when I decided I'm going to have some more treatment.
You were able to do more in the yard, right?
Oh, yeah. I have a little more than an acre and a half, and I got chores to do, so... I could do those. The first time I come down, I had a portable oxygen generator, and I use that just about all the time that trip.
Okay.
But the next trip and this trip, I haven't used it once.
Wow.
That's excellent.
That's amazing.
That's
huge.
Yes.
Because, and then what are your, and then the other thing I noticed with Dennis is when you first came, your face was kind of gray and ashen.
Yeah. We got his picture.
And,
so we're going to put the.
Now it has color. It's pink.
Younger looking, yes.
Yes, and less wrinkles, too.
Yes, no kidding. Yeah.
So, that's wonderful. So you're not using the portable oxygen anymore?
I haven't. I still have it with me, but I haven't used it.
And
the second time I was down, it was the first time I was down, we stayed at my sister's house, and I took a walk, and I had to stop 3 times during that walk. And this time I walked about twice that far without even stopping.
Wow.
Hey, you know what? You can sell those oxygen thing back to your doctor. You'll make some money.
So
it's on loan.
You know what? Is Kay there? Can we talk to Kay? Is Kay there?
Yeah, she's here. Hold on a moment.
Why don't we have Kay talk about a third observer?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Kay.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. And Well, he's just had a lot more energy, more like his old self, and all our four children say, go back for treatment. You're doing better, you're looking better.
Yeah, he has a pep in his step now.
Yeah, he talks better.
Yeah. What are his, what are his O2 sats now?
His oxygen?
Yes.
It goes down a little, but then just very quickly, it'll go up into 92, 93.
Okay.
And I tell him, take a deep breath. Sometimes it goes to 94.
Yeah, that's really good for him, because I remember the first time he was here, it would go down to the high 70s.
You can observe 80s. That he was able to do a lot more, right? Like walking
yes.
and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that last time he walked about over a quarter of a mile without stopping, and he was had a large dog on a leash.
Wow.
So that's
he's walking more than I am.
Back to living, yes.
That's amazing. What an incredible story.
Yes.
Really, because every time he comes, he gets about four treatments, and he is it about a month or 2 months in between?
Yeah, so he's not a whole bunch of treatments.
It's not a whole bunch, and it's not very consecutive, so he's really retaining that circulation of the chi very well.
Yeah. Here's one thing I want to really prove to the world. The body can be rejuvenated, okay? Mm-hmm. You can get younger and younger. You know, like today, I look decades younger than 7 years ago, and it sounds incredible. But this story tells that it can be done. Mm-hmm. All the dead tissue in the lung can be regenerated, removed, and replaced with new one. That's how Dennis is now able to do so much more. Mm-hmm. And more healthy.
It's really amazing. I mean, I really notice the difference in him. Even emotionally, I think he's just more up. He's just happier, I think.
Able to talk much better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we're so thankful to you too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Well, we're thankful for you to share the story,
exactly.
And we hope he has continued success with the treatment.
He will. Yes.
So we'll see you guys soon then.
See you.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. I think our two guests today kind of prove that sometimes you're going to feel a little worse before you get better with our treatment, and just to really stick with it stick with our program, because you really will reap the benefits. And if you miss the program, check out it on our website, and you'll know what we're talking about.
Right.
Have a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.